In the villages around Jenin, there was little surprise at the news of the latest suicide bombing. Palestinians accused the Israeli army of wholesale slaughter of both fighters and civilians in the Jenin refugee camp. The army estimates more than 100 armed Palestinians were killed in pitched battle. Today in Jenin, tanks and troops conducted what were described as mop-up operations. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that the army is leaving in its wake a population filled with hatred for its stronger neighbor and a desire to hit back.
On one of the main roads to Jenin, Israeli protesters line an intersection near the boundary with the West Bank, waving flags and posters calling for an end to the killing. They're referring to the Palestinian killing, and one of the signs compares Yasser Arafat to Osama bin Laden. The protesters' cries of "Arafat, go home" draw bitter smiles from Palestinians working the onion fields just across from the Jenin refugee camp. A farmer switches off his tractor to talk about some of the stories coming out of the camp by cell phone. Everyone, it seems, has a theory about where all the bodies of the slain Palestinian fighters went. Some say they were bulldozed into mass graves. This farmer says he was told some of the trucks he's seen rolling out of the city were loaded with corpses.
They take the bodies by trucks. They go across Israel, but they don't know the final destination of transferring the bodies.
The army denies using bulldozers and rejects allegations of secret mass graves. One military spokesman did tell a Reuters news agency that the army was in the process of identifying the corpses and would hand them over to the families. Israel showed no sign of responding to the growing chorus of condemnation of what relief agencies call the army's utter disregard for humanitarian law. But in the village of Jalame, this man who didn't want to give his name said the horrific treatment of Palestinians has poisoned all hope for peace.
He feels very sadness, he feels despair. He lost the hope to have peace between the two peoples. Every family has the right to bury her son, her own son.
In the village of Makebala, Amna Jaber sits with family and friends who have come to help her mourn the loss of her brother Ibrahim. He was a member of the military wing of Hamas, killed by Israeli troops in the Jenin refugee camp. She says her brother and his family's life in the camp was miserable before the military offensive. Now, she says, the army has given a new generation of Palestinian children a reason to grow up longing to become martyrs like their parents, who died fighting the American-supplied Israeli troops.
They were terrified, and they were under terror. It's a hell life. A boy about 10 years old, the son of the martyr, used to help the fighters and is standing beside them in their fighting against the Israelis. So they planted the spirit of fighting and determination between the inhabitants of the camp.
As Amna Jaber spoke, sporadic explosions could be heard across the fields from the direction of Jenin. Outside, one of the men joining in the day of mourning for the fallen Hamas fighter is asked if he feels anything for the Israelis, now preparing to bury their latest batch of civilian dead. At least they have the body so they can give them a proper burial, he snaps. In this household, the efforts of George Bush, Colin Powell, and even Yasser Arafat are irrelevant. All that matters now, they say, is carrying on the fight, even if the odds appear to be hopeless and the only prospect more bloodshed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, near Jenin on the West Bank.
This week, we are hearing different opinions on the conflict in the Middle East from American Jews and Muslims. In our final segment, we hear from Muhammad Alim of IslamicCity.com in Los Angeles. Alim says American Muslims of all backgrounds are online, writing in by the thousands as they try to make sense of the escalating crises in the Middle East.